Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
we sure.
Brethren,
Ara,
we give all the glory to God for this day.
I feel go for a lot of our journey.
And on behalf of our Father in the Lord, my able husband, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer of the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries worldwide, and the entire pastorate of MFM Church worldwide, I welcome you in Jesus' name. It is obvious to us that the year is ending. But our God is unending. He is the Alpha
and Alpha
and the Omega,
ati Omega,
the beginning
Ibere
and the end,
ati Opin,
the one who was,
eni to ti wa tele,
who is,
eni to je oni,
and who shall forever
eni
be.
Ti ni o si wa ti si lai.
His love
Ibere
is unending.
Oja iti ko lopin.
His word
Awarare
is unending.
Oja iti ko lopin.
It says in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. His word stands. Has he given you a word? His promises stand and are sure to the last. Has he spoken? It shall stand fast. Unmoved, and you shall have your testimony. Therefore, he says in the book of Psalms 46, verse 10, he says, be still and know. Be still and know that I am God.
We pay me, Oluwa.
I will be exalted among the heathen.
Oh, baby girl,
I will be exalted in the air.
Oh, baby girl, you know,
our God is the unchanging changer.
Oh, Lord, well,
the writer of history. Park aside your tears. Park aside your discouragement. Be focused. Be positioned for the last minute miracles. For he has spoken. And it shall be so. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the strength of this, we go into our hour of victory utterances. Victory utterances. As I issue the words with force, with aggression, with madness of faith in your heart, grab them, and it shall be so.
You see, Rebecca.
Shall we rise up on our feet in Jesus' name? Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. The first utterance is this. When I say it, you say it after me. And we round it up with in the name of Jesus. The first utterance. The glory.
Oh God.
That cannot be doubted. Glory.
Oh God.
That cannot be doubted. Shall be my portion.
You shall be me.
In the name of Jesus.
Your God, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The second utterance. Any demonic gang. Planning to steal my laughter. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
My God.
Allow me.
That is the third utterance. My God.
Allow me.
Shall arise and visit my life.
You did the yours bear me woe.
This kind of visitation is real.
It
starts from this minute. My God shall arise. And visit my life. With permanent blessings. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The fourth utterance. My God shall give me a victory.
Yo, for me, Shagun.
That cannot be disputed.
In the name of Jesus. And the louder amen.
Amen.
Amen. The fifth utterance. My God shall arise. And curse my enemies.
Yes, Moki, I want me
to see that I serve a living God.
How
many of us believe that? Shout
the
louder, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question,
the sixth utterance. My life. Shall disgrace the gates of hell.
Yo, don't you tell anybody or a party.
My life.
Ayemi.
Shall disgrace the gates of hell.
Yo, don't you tell anybody or a party.
In the name of Jesus.
Yo, God, Jesus.
Can I hear you?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question,
the seventh victory utterance. My God shall arise and prepare the grave. Of my Haman. In the name of Jesus. Your Haman is the enemy of your destiny. Your Haman is the enemy that does not want your glory to shine. Their grave is being prepared, and tonight they are buried in the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The eighth victory utterance. In this coming year, let us put it this way. From now and all through the new year, I shall not miss my Moses. I shall not miss my Moses. In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The ninth utterance. My Father.
Baba me.
By your mighty power. My maximum of this year shall experience even a bigger blessing. In the coming year, in the name of Jesus. That means the blessing of this year shall be multiplied in the new year. Your laughter this year shall be multiplied in the new year. Where they said there is no way, there shall be plenty of ways
for blessing in the coming year.
Your laughter shall be more. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question.
And then,
amen.
The final.
It's okay.
Victory utterance. My advice. sorceries.
I want Tommy.
Hear the word of the Lord. I want you to put prophetic action into this. As you are throwing it, I'm sure people at your back will throw their own away. They will throw it away. My adversaries! Hear the word of the Lord!
In Jesus' name we pray. We are on another session titled "Rasha Be the Head and Not the Tail." Can somebody shout it louder? Amen.
Amen.
We'll take the first prayer point like this. And if you know you are destined for the top, pray it very well. Say, "Oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. Oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray, please. Oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. Magnetize my head to the top. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Oh Lord, by fire, by force, take me to my place of destiny." Somebody who wants something dramatic to say, "Oh Lord, by fire, by force, take me to my place of destiny." In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, please. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, we are into another section titled "Power Against Marital Turbulence." And we are going to shout this prayer point loud and clear. Say, "Any power aside against my home,
die
in the name of Jesus. Aside against my home, die, 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 die." In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni orukọ nla Jesu ni agbadura.
We are in another session.
Awa ninu ipele miran.
Titled,
"Eti apeni
revoking the evil verdict."
Biba gbogbo ase buburu.
I want you to open your mouth and pray with all anger in your spirit. Shout it loud and clear. Say, "Every witchcraft judgment
gbogbo idajo aje
place upon my head.
Etu won fili ori mi.
I want you to shout it better.
Mo fe ko kipere dara dara.
In the name of Jesus, every evil judgment, place upon my head. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, they are dead. This session is titled, Let My Blessings Locate Me. Lift your two hands to the heavens.
Say,
every blockage. Every barrier to my divine blessings. Scatter by fire. Every blockage, every barrier to my blessings. Scatter by thunder. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, it is settled. We're into another session titled Touch Not My Anointed. And I say unto you, as we're entering into 2011, any power, any principality that wants to touch you shall be buried. With that stance, take this prayer. I crush under my feet all evil powers trying to touch me for evil. In the name of Jesus, begin to crush them under your feet. Crush them. In the name of Jesus, I crush them under my feet. Every evil power planning to touch me for evil. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We are in another section. Title is Disgracing the Unfriendly Friend. You're going to shout this louder than anyone beside you. Oh God! And disgrace all my unfriendly friends. In the name of Jesus. God arise. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. All my unfriendly friends. Disgrace them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Oruko Jesu ti o ni agbara lagbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in another round of prayers.
Atu wa ni pele ti adura miran.
Title
iti a pe akori re ni
Paralyzing Children Killers.
Yiya ni ara won to npa won mo.
Paralyzing Children Killers.
Si so di alai lagbara won to npa won mo.
The first prayer point.
Koko adura koko.
Every power.
Gbogbo agbara,
every power.
Gbogbo agbara
on assignment to waste my children.
Every power. An assignment to waste my children. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes.
Benny.
Oh yes.
Benny.
In Jesus' name we are praying. The next session, power against profitless hard work. You know, many people work like elephants and eat like ants. And that's why you really need to pray this word with holy anger. I want you to raise your hand to the heavens. Because your hand is the symbol of your labor. And you are going to cry unto God like this. Let God arise! And destroy by fire every profitless hard work in my life. In the name of Jesus, let God arise. Let God arise and destroy by fire every profitless hard work in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. We are in another section. Uprooting evil plantations. And I would like you to pray the first prayer with fire and anger. Shout it at the top of your voice. Any evil plantation. Planted into my life. Assigned to disgrace me in the new year. Any evil plantation. Planted into my life. Assigned to disgrace me in the new year. Die! Open your mouth and pray it. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. We have another section titled Destroying Satanic Marriage. Say this one loud and clear. Any power that says I will not enjoy my marriage. In the year 2011, you are Lord. In the name of Jesus, any power that says I will not enjoy my marriage in the year 2011. It is not possible.
Oh, she, she.
It is not possible.
Oh, she, she.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
This is another session of prayer. Title: Receiving Fresh Fire. If you are ready for a fresh fire, please lift your two hands to the
heavens
and shout this prayer like a prophet. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father.
Baba mi, Baba mi, Baba mi.
I want a fresh fire. Give me now. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Three powerful amen to that. We are in another session. Defeating dreams of demotion. Defeating dreams of demotion. You shout this with fire in your voices. Say every dream of demotion. Drawing me backward. Scatter and die forever. In the name of Jesus. Every dream of demotion. Drawing my life backward. Scatter and die forever.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
We are in another section.
Atutu wa ni ipele omiran bayi.
Titled, O Lord, do a new thing in my life.
Eyi ti a pe akori re ni pe Oluwa se won odun ninu aye mi.
Candidate of breakthrough in 2011, shout a crazy hallelujah.
Awon eniyan ladani odun to bo e ke hallelujah la.
Look for somebody and grab the two hands of the person. Check the hand of the person whether it's hot. Shout this at the head of the person. With thunder in your voice. With mighty thunder in your voice. Say any power. Sitting on what belongs to you. Shout it at the person. Die! Rubaka sitayaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus Christ in the Agbadura.
to another prayer session now. Titled Paralyzing Marriage Killers. Paralyzing Marriage Killers. And we are going to shout the first prayer point like this. Every damage done to marriages in 2010. Every damage is done to marriage in 2010. Be repaired by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every damage done to marriages in 2010. Be repaired by the blood of Jesus.
Amen to that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
We're in another section titled Dealing with Pocket with Holes. We will pray the first prayer point like this. Blood of Jesus.
Jesu.
Break every curse and evil covenant. Responsible for pocket with holes in my life. In the name of
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Break every curse and evil covenant. Responsible for pocket with holes in my life. In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu alagbara ni agbadura.
We are in another section.
Lati mo si sori miran bayi.
Binding evil observers.
Lati ma lati de gogo awon to pinpin bi.
I want you to raise your right hand into the heavens.
Mo fe ki o no ka otun re si orun.
And declare this one with fire.
Ko wa ki pe eleyi jade
bi. Say, oh God, arise.
Oluwa dide.
And give me total victory over all evil observers. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Oh God, arise and give me total victory over all evil observers. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
The next session of prayers
ipele ti a wa bayi
cannot be handled while we sit down.
O ko le gba ni joko.
So we have to stand up.
Nitori na ni lati dide.
The title of the session
akori ipele ti a wa yi
is Possessing the Gate of My Enemy.
Oun na ni gbigba enu bodi awon ota mi.
Possessing the Gates of My Enemy.
Gbigba enu bodi awon ota mi.
You will pray the first prayer like this.
E o gba gbogbo adura koko bayi.
You say, security surrounding my enemies.
E wi pe ida gbogbo awon ota mi.
Scatter in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Security surrounding my enemies. I command you to scatter. 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 I command you to scatter.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Power against coffin spirit. That is the next section we have now. And you are going to pray like this. Every power preparing coffin for my life. Die with your coffin. In the name of Jesus. Every power preparing coffin for my life. Die with your coffin. Die with your coffin. Die with your coffin. Die with your coffin. Die with your coffin.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. We are in another session titled Power Against Stagnancy. And we're going to pray the first prayer point like this. Stagnancy powers of my Father's house. I reject you.
Moko.
In the name of Jesus. Stagnancy powers of my Father's house. I reject you.
Moko.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Louder amen to that.
Amen.
In this section of prayers, we are dealing with problems expanders. Problems expanders. You are going to pray for that fellow. And that fellow will pray for you like this. Any power assigned to supervise problems in your life. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any power assigned to supervise problems in your life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, they are dead.
Sometimes the shadows gather, a mist obscure the way. Sometimes the clouds grow heavy and darken all the day. How precious to remember our Father's loving care, that He still loves His children. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Keep on believing, never despair. Though you'll be heavy laden and burdened down with care, remember God still loves you and He answers. Oh, God, do right.
Let's raise up our two hands where we are. And pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to appreciate God for what He has done in your life and for preserving you. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God? How great is His name? How great is His love? All over the city, in over the waters of the mighty Red Sea, I said, let me trust Him. Amen. Be Thou exalted, O Lord above the heavens. Be Thou exalted, O Lord above the heavens. Thank you for this time.
Baba, adupe loyin fun akoko yi.
I will praise the holy name for gathering us together here.
Asi yo ko mimo yin pe ko ajo siyin.
Thank you for protecting us.
Adupe pe e da abobo wa.
Thank you for your loving kindness.
Adupe fun iseun ife yin.
Thank you because many waters have passed under the bridge.
Adupe pe opo ojo lo ti ro ti le ti fi mu.
But you kept us standing by your power.
Adupe pe wa ro esun mu wa duro ni baba.
Thank you because amidst the devouring lions.
Adupe pe laarin awon kini won aje ni ro.
You kept us standing by your power.
Adupe wa ro ni baba ra yin.
Thank you because you are our rock.
Adupe nitori eyin ni apata.
Thank you because you are our strength. Thank you because you are shelter in the time of storm. Thank you for your name which is above all names. Thank you for the righteousness of your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
we are gathered at this program. Let each and everyone gather there tonight. Experience the touch of
Jehovah.
And I prophesy upon every life gathered there tonight. There shall be no negative carryover. In the name of Jesus. There shall be no negative carryover. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And let's listen very carefully. This has been a very interesting year. A year of many ups and downs. As we are about to position ourselves for the next year, it is important that I share these few words with you. We should help you to position yourself appropriately for the coming year. And I'd like you to listen very carefully. If there is anything at all that disgraces man, that puts man in trouble, it is rooted in just one word in scripture. Disobedience. When a man begins to disobey God, he's positioning himself for failure and disaster. A lot of people live this particular year in chronic acidic disobedience to God. And to some, it's like the Almighty has shown them a yellow card. That if they don't quickly run to what God wants, there may be serious trouble. I'm here to caution the careless and to warn those who are playing with spiritual things. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, 1 Samuel chapter 15, God gave an instruction to a king. His instruction was very clear. There was nothing cloudy about that instruction. Listen to me, beloved, and listen to me very well. Because we're going to another year. And that year, you need preparation. And part of why you are in this service tonight is to teach you that preparation. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, the instruction was given to King Saul. This is what God said. In 1 Samuel 15:3, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. That was the instruction. Verse 8, what did the man do? He took Agag, the king of Amalekite, alive. He utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings, of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Verse 12. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, I trusted Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place and is gone about, and person are going to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Telling lies to a prophet. And Samuel said,
Samuel is wipe,
what minute then this bleating of the sheep my ears? And the lowing of the oxen which I hear. The bleating of the sheep. He had not done what God wanted. He had spared the sheep, the goats, and the best things. And Samuel said, have you really done what God wanted you to do? I said, I've done the commandment of the Lord. I've carried it out. Say, is that so? Say, what is the meaning of this bleating of the sheep that I hear? Bleating of the sheep that I hear. Beloved, tonight is a night for serious self-examination. In many lives this year, there is a bleating sheep. You thought you had it all sorted out. You thought you could hide things from God. But no matter how you hide those things, the sheep will bleat. The sheep will bleat. As a matter of necessity tonight, you need to set up a small court for yourself. When you examine yourself properly, it will enable you to treat your spiritual wound while it is still fresh. Before it becomes rotten. This year, a lot of spiritual wounds have become rotten. Before we enter into the coming year, search out the pollutions in your spirit. Search for the throne of unrighteousness in your heart. All the characters you put up this year and the Almighty did not want to become your friend. That bleating sheep in your life, you need to deal with them thoroughly. You either fight your weaknesses or you perish. Acknowledgement of your weaknesses is the first step in changing your destiny. It is a sign of insanity if you keep doing the same thing and you expect a different result. Until you show no mercy or sympathy for your weaknesses, your destiny remains stagnant. One weakness can destroy a person completely. One weakness can put a person in the bottom of the ladder. One weakness can destroy a very beautiful destiny. Your refusal to carry out divine command 100% is a problem. That will not be able to work next year. For some, the final whistle had already been blown. And I'm here to help you. An unexamined life will lead to disobedience to God. So if you are here this night, you are looking towards the coming year, and there is a bleating sheep in your life. It's crying out. You're trying to cover up that anger, covering it up. The idolatry of the heart, you are covering up. The fornication, agbere,
you are covering up.
Ombomara,
the drunkenness,
imotipara,
you are covering up.
Ombomara,
the unseriousness,
aibolagiri,
you are covering up.
Ombomara,
the pride,
igbelaga,
you are covering it up.
Ombomara,
let it be known to you that you have an opportunity to change now. That is how you can reposition yourself for the coming year. If this is not done, you become a candidate of spiritual impotency. And you give the enemy opportunity to strangulate your spiritual life. You will be unable to resist spiritual attacks. He said, are you a Christian? He said, yes.
And Christian in your
so I'm even a pastor. So, but what is the meaning of this bleating, the bleating of the sheep that I hear? This one bleating, what is the meaning? If you don't stop the bleating of the sheep by being 100% obedient to God and making up your mind assisted by the Holy Ghost to change your ways, the enemy will just have a field day.
And
arrows of the enemy will begin to prosper in the person's life. You are in this year. You were unable to resist temptation. Therefore, anything the enemy wanted to do, he did it with you. You are in this year. You were threatened in your dreams. And the threat came to real life. You are in this year. You heard the sound of the rapture. Others went, you didn't go. You are having the rapture failure dreams. Already this year, you have this hatred for long prayer session. You're getting tired in your spirit. You sometimes you choose to commit sin instead of suffering. You only work for God when there is something to be gained. The Almighty will no longer store back those things as we are entering into this next year. You are in this year. You have been bombarded by tormenting anxiety. You are suffering from spiritual dullness and a deep-seated unbelief. Weak meditation, weak spiritual lives. The sheep is bleating now. You need to go and silence a bleating sheep. Some are deceiving themselves. They think they are deceiving everybody. You cannot deceive the devil.
He's
the master of deception. You cannot deceive God. God knows everything. At the end of the day, the only person you end up deceiving is yourself. I want you to understand this very well. They say, hey, the pastor has not seen me. Nobody sees me. It's a lie. Even if nobody sees you, there is someone in heaven writing down the records. It's like the story of that small boy who followed his father to a farm to go and steal. And the father said, stand in that corner. Anytime you see anybody coming, say ho! So that we can escape. So the father bent down, started digging. The boy said, ho!
The
father said, who is coming?
Is anybody coming here?
Can you come for lotu?
But I said no.
Only Lara.
So then why are you saying who?
Kilo de to wa se who?
That is somebody is watching you.
Only Baba, any come wo?
Say who is watching me?
Only Daddy wo.
So somebody is watching you, Daddy.
Only any come wo Baba mi.
The man continue.
Upon it, Lara.
The man said, who?
Who?
Ta. Who is it?
Tani.
Say Daddy.
Baba mi.
Somebody is watching.
Any come wo?
Say who?
Tani no.
The boy pointed towards heaven.
Omo no ba no kasi oru.
God.
Olorun.
Is watching.
Don't worry.
And the Bible says, what you do under your bed will proclaim on housetop. You can never be smarter than sin. Sin is a destroyer, smarter than everybody. It will blow out one day. And everyone will know what you are doing. This is a very serious matter. As a result of this beating ship, came the popular verse in this first sermon. Verse 22. And Samuel said, at the Lord has great delight in both offering and sacrifices and is as in obeying the voice of the Lord. So behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he
hath
also rejected thee from being king. That was all. Only one sin. Disobedience. Have you been disobedient to the Almighty this year? You have an opportunity before we enter into the next year to repent and do a roundabout turn. You may not have another opportunity. And this one gives you the opportunity now. Rise up on your feet, everybody. Rise up, everybody remain standing. If you are in this meeting tonight, I want you to understand what I'm saying.
He
said, man of God, I am not a child of God yet. I want to become a child of God. I don't want to enter into the new year as a child of the devil. Wherever you are, run to the altar at the front here.
Or
any of the two altars at the back. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Those of you watching us online too, on the satellite, that you are surrendering your life to Jesus, I congratulate you. Just close your eyes and see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Because you've taken the most important decision in life. Father, I thank you for your children.
Here.
This decision you've taken to be permanent in their lives in the name of Jesus. Keep them standing by your power. Forgive them of all their sins. Keep them standing in a new way. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Open your eyes and look at me here. You've taken the most important decision in life. A decision that will propel you into your destiny. And I congratulate you. Amen.
Amen.
Raise up your voices like thunder as you pray this prayer. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Say this loud and clear.
Down!
negative carryover.
Iwo agbara agbebo to lodi.
You are a liar.
Etenia.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Jesus is here.
Jesus beni.
Masika tende kande la bokoya boshanda. Jesus is here, his power is in his place. His glory is in his place. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. With multiple violence, you shout this again loud and clear. Every honor of evil, Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to decree it. Decree by the decree of heaven. Decree by the decree of the Almighty. Maseka parakaya boshendera bosente ya baraba. Something is happening.
Oh, God, you can see the
Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus, Nagadura.
Say, my breakthroughs. Pocket me by fire. In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, Jesus.
Masika pati la kaya boshanda. Ribosoponde kaya boshanda la masanta. Nakamtanda la bosopola kaya boshanda. Riba piali kata. Open your mouth and declare it. Declare it loud and clear. Jesus is here.
Jesus Beni.
Aha.
Amen.
Shout 21, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Sing it loud.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah.
to be praised, oh
Lord. Worthy to be praised, oh Lord.
Determination. Pray with a rugged violence. Because 11.
Itori number itokola.
11 is the number of extra measure.
Oje number idiomo tole.
The number of overflow.
Number akumwasile.
Can you shout this loud? My Father,
Baba, me
change my garments this year.
Parwe umi,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oshun Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus.
Say, oh God, our
this year.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this year, every enemy that comes against me shall stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Maseka poti la kaya boshanda. Ribo sepende kaya boshendera bakatara ba. Yes. They must stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. If you can shout this prayer loud, the angels that are here now are ready with your answers. Say, this year,
Lord,
I must not fail. In the name of
Jesus.
I must not fail. Masika tenda kaya boshandara. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Now, several hot times, you will declare on your life like the Shunammite woman. It is well with me. You say it seven times.
Oh, we bet. Let me
do. Then you had in Jesus' name. Are you ready now? Yes. Open your mouth and say, It is well with me. In the name. Jesus. Shout hallelujah. As I pray now, let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. All these hands that are pointed here to this altar, let your power, your favor, your glory, your anointing fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let these hands become the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of power, the hands of strength, the hands of glory, the hands of the anointing. You with those hands receive the touch of the power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lay the hands on your head now. Keep it there. And be silent. Be silent. There are 250 persons. Laying that hand of fire on their own heads now.
As I count seven from here, those powers that do not want you to lift your head, the powers of failure against your breakthrough, they will disconnect instantly from your life. Also, as I count seven now, that stubborn infirmity has been tormenting your destiny, tormenting your children. As I count seven, they will disconnect from your life. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Four, in the name of Jesus. Five, in the name of Jesus. Six,
ever,
in the name of Jesus. And this is the final one. Seven, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
Ben.
I decree that all the good things you lay your hands upon this year shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Where they do not know you before, your God shall promote you, they shall know you there. The kind of places they say you cannot get to, the kind of houses they say you cannot build, the kind of certificates they say you will not get, the kind of progress they say will not belong to you. This year,
Lord,
in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, receive them now. Receive them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I do well, Baba.